This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Former Deputy Prime Minister Top Bahadur Raimaji jailed 4 years. Ex-Home Minister Balkrishna Khar jailed 2 years in Bhutanese refugee scam. Paddy plantation raises nearly 50% nationwide. US President Trump threatens to bomb bridges and power plants unless Iran resumes talks. And Spain beat France by 2-0 to reach FIFA World Cup final. Now the news in detail. The Kathmandu District Court has sentenced former Deputy Prime Minister Top Bahadur Raimaji to 4 years in prison and fined him 40,000 rupees in the fake Bhutanese refugee scam. Former Home Minister Balkrishna Khar was sentenced to 2 years in prison and fined 20,000 rupees. The court found them guilty of misusing government documents, fraud and organized crime. Bhutanese refugee leader Tekanath Rizal also received a 2-year prison sentence and a 20,000 rupees fine. 8 other defendants, including Kesab Prasad Dullal and Dr. Indrajit Rai, were sentenced to 4 years in prison with fines of 40,000 rupees each, while 4 others received 1-year jail terms and 10,000 fine. Nearly 50% of this year's paddy plantation has been completed across the country. The Department of Agriculture said paddy has been planted on 682,000 hectares out of the target of 1.37 million hectares. Director General of the Department, Rajendra Kirala, said plantation is 10% behind the same period last year, when around 60% of the crop had been planted. Sudhir Pashchim has recorded the highest plantation at 87%, followed by Gandaki at 65.9%, Karnali at 60%, Lumini at 59%, and Bagmati at 57.1%. Madhesh and Kosi provinces have completed around 33% and 32% respectively. The department expects paddy plantation to accelerate next week with continued rainfall in most parts of the country. Lawmakers have called for a more transparent, secure, and technology-friendly capital market with a stronger cybersecurity and greater financial literacy. At a meeting of the House of Representatives Finance Committee today, MPs stressed the need for transparency in IPO issuance, a zero tolerance policy towards irregularities, and measures to attract foreign investment. They also urged the government to expand access to the capital market beyond Kathmandu and increase investment in productive sectors. Nepal Securities Board Chairman Gopal Prasad Bhatta said the board is introducing policy reforms aligned with international standards and is committed to making the capital market more investment-friendly, technology-driven and transparent. The Ministry of Information and Communication has held consultations with key stakeholders to improve the country's multi-hazard early warning system. The discussion focused on ensuring faster and more reliable delivery of disaster alerts, including the possible use of cell broadcast technology. Issues related technology, budget, legal arrangements, human resources and institutional coordination were also discussed. Minister for Information and Communication Dr. Bikram Timil Sinha directed telecom service providers to strengthen the existing system, saying a fast and effective early warning system is essential to protect lives during disasters. Meanwhile, the private sector has placed helicopters, drones and rafting equipment to support search and rescue operations during the ongoing monsoon season. The agreement was signed between the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, the Airlines Operators Association of Nepal, the Nepal Drone Association, and the Nepal Association of Rafting Agencies. Under the agreement, helicopter services will be provided free inside Kathmandu Valley and at minimum cost outside the valley. Drone services and operators will also be provided free within the valley, while rafting agencies will mobilize rafts, equipment and trained personnel when requested by the authority. Foreign Affairs Minister Sitiri Kanal has urged the United Kingdom to resolve the long-standing issues of British Gurkhas at the earliest. During a virtual meeting with UK Defence Minister Dan Jarvis yesterday, Foreign Affairs Minister Kanal said the concerns of former Gurkhas should be addressed with due recognition of their service and sacrifice. He also expressed Nepal's readiness to support a mutually acceptable solution. The UK Defence Secretary said British Gurkhas are an integral part of the British Army and assert that resolving the issue remains a priority for the British government. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to strike Iran's bridges and power plants next week unless Tehran returns to negotiations. According to the BBC, speaking in an interview with Fox News, Trump said military action would intensify if Iran does not come back to the negotiating table. His remarks came as the two countries exchanged fire for a fourth consecutive day. Trump said he had withdrawn a proposed 20% fee on cargo passing through the Strait of Hormuz, but maintained the blockade of Iranian ports. The United Nations has previously warned that deliberate attacks on civilians and civilian infrastructure could violate international humanitarian law. China's economy has grown by 4.3% in the second quarter of this year, slowing from 5% in the first quarter and falling below the government's annual growth target. Official data showed weak domestic demand and the impact of the Iran war on oil prices weighed on economic growth despite a strong rise in exports. China's exports increased by 27% in June compared to the same month last year. China's National Bureau of Statistics said rising external uncertainties and weak domestic demand continue to pose challenges. The country is also facing a prolonged property market downturn and subdued consumer spending. Now, sports update. Spain have reached the FIFA World Cup 2026 final after defeating France by 2-0 in the first semi-final at Dallas Stadium in Texas. Michael Oyarzabal opened the scoring from the penalty spot in the 22nd minute after Lamine Yamal was fouled by Lucas Digne. Pedro Porro doubled Spain's lead in the 58th minute. Spain will face the winner of the England-Argentina semi-final and the World Cup semi-final. Pardon me, please listen it again. Spain will face the winner of the England-Argentina semi-final and the World Cup final. England and Argentina will face each other at 12:45 tonight as per Nepal Standard Time. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy condition across the country. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in the Himalayan regions of Kushi, Bagmati and Gundagi provinces. At a few places in the Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpasim provinces. There is also possibility of light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in the hilly and Tarai regions of Kushi, Bagmati, Gundagi and Lumbini provinces, and at a few places in the hilly and Tarai regions of Madesh, Karnali and Sudarpasim provinces. There is a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kushi, Bagmati, Gundagi and Lumbini provinces, and in the Tarai regions of Bagmati, Gundagi and Lumbini provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Former Deputy Prime Minister Top Bahadur Raimaji jailed 4 years, ex-Home Minister Balkrishna Khar jailed 2 years in Bhutanese refugee scam. Paddy plantation raises nearly 50% nationwide. US President Trump threatens to bomb bridges and power plants unless Iran resumes talks. And Spain beat France by 2-0 to reach FIFA World Cup final. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.